This is high school graduation time. It's time when kids are being forced to, you know, make these decisions. You got to go to college. What are you going to be for the rest of your life? And listen, I went to college. I am all for people going to college. But we all know that some people, you know, maybe college is not for them for any number of reasons. Not the least of which is, hey, you're going to come out of college with a lot of debt. There's very few people who get to go to college either on full ride scholarships or they don't rack up some kind of debt. And, you know, the old school, outdated way of thinking was if you happen to go into the trades, well, maybe you weren't college material. Well, that's not the case. You could be, you know, some of the smartest people I know are people in the trades, whether they're carpenters, plumbers, electricians, masons. These people are good business people. They do things that a lot of us can't on a very intricate level. And a new article came out in Contractor Magazine, and it announced that Illinois was number one in something. Now, usually when we hear that, we think that Illinois, oh, we're number one in being taxed. We're number one in people moving out of the state. We're number one in major cities with huge crime rates. Oh, good. All these things that we could do. Number one most corrupt government. Hey, yay for Illinois. But no, Contractor Magazine said that Illinois ranked number one for highest pay in plumbers. So if you are a plumber in Illinois, you are making more than anywhere else in the country, actually an annual mean wage of $79,000. So to help talk about that and to talk a little bit about people deciding to go into the trades and the futures that they can have, Justin Carroll joins me. He is the head of Perfect Home. He's the owner of Perfect Home Service, and he joins me on the phone now. Justin, hello. Thanks for taking some time this afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
So this was not shocking news, because I think anybody who's hired a plumber knows that, you know, it's you pay for what you get. And if you want quality work and hire a quality tradesperson, it costs money. But for Illinois to be the highest paying state for plumbers, did that shock you at all?
No, not entirely. I mean, I wasn't aware of the fact until it was recently published. I mean, I knew for sure that it certainly costs a lot of money to hire and retain a good plumber, and I've always known that, having to sign those paychecks. But I wasn't aware. You know, I guess it was funny your segue. You talked about how some people, you know, may not know that they want to go to college or may not enjoy school, and I thought that was the perfect way to introduce the trades to a lot of people.
Well, that's kind of what it is, right? Everybody doesn't want to go to college. Everybody doesn't. It's not for everybody. That doesn't mean it's good or bad. It's just not for everybody. And some people are really. I believe you're blessed with a kind of mechanical mind. People who can really do plumbing and electricity and carpentry, it's a different mindset, and it's a skill and a gift, just like somebody who can sit down in front of a computer and spit out code nonstop.
No question. Yeah, and you know, there is some kind of odd stigma that I think has grown over the course of the past several years, and I really don't know for sure where it came from, but to your point, it seems like a lot of parents and just, you know, probably guidance counselors and people in general all just say, hey, look, you got to go to college. You got to get an education. And, you know, knowing what I know about the trades, I would sincerely disagree with that. I think college is certainly a great opportunity to consider. And it's also certainly not for everyone. And if anything, I could certainly make arguments that if you're a certain type of person, the trades may be far better for you than, you know, college and a typical career. You can certainly make as much or more than a vast majority of professionals out there, including nurses and attorneys and everything else, being a plumber. And those people who go to school to become attorneys, nurses, and many of the other different things that you can become after going to college, they leave college, many of them, with huge student loan debt, whereas many companies in the trades, whether it be plumbing or HVAC, electrical, many of these companies will actually train you on the job, pay you to train, pay you while you're learning. And so it's the exact opposite. There's no school loan debt, and you're getting paid to learn. So it's like, you know, to me,
sounds like a win-win.
Yeah. I mean, this stigma that seems to have built up over the years that, you know, maybe the trades aren't the best option for people. I think it's extremely ignorant.
Well, if you think about it, if you take a step back, and I agree with you, it is an ignorant stance, because I'm standing in a building right now that was created by tradespeople. My house is kept up by tradespeople because I can't put in HVAC. I can change out an outlet, but I can't rewire my house. I just had to have plumbers come because there was some problem with, you know, something leaving the house. I was like, I have no idea. I did everything I could with a plunger, and then it took professionals. What? Now, you talked about home service companies like yours, Perfect Home Services. You guys do heating, cooling, plumbing. People can go to perfecthomeservices.com to get all your information, Justin. What's the road for somebody who might say, okay, you know what? I'm good with my hands. I have an interest in plumbing or electrical or something. What's the apprenticeship time? How long does it take to go from, all right, yes, I want to be in a particular trade, to then saying, okay, now I'm a craftsperson, I'm a tradesperson, now you can hire me?
So, you know, I guess that could be the toughest step. It's getting your foot in the door and getting started. You know, in comparison to college, I guess it's similar to college in that way. I mean, you need to apply and you need to get accepted, and I guess it's no different for the trades. You need to apply and you need to get accepted for the job.
So
the good news is,
are you applying to the unions, or who are you applying to? The companies themselves? Where does somebody apply to get that first step?
So probably directly with a company. I mean, the unions are an option too, and to take one step back. So there are a couple different directions you can go in the trades, you know, residential service, if we're talking about, you know, plumbing, HVAC, electrical, and those trades, you've got residential service where you're going to people's houses and you're fixing things within their house. And then you've got the new construction side of things, which is oftentimes a different company than the type of company who's going to come to your home and fix things. So there's residential service companies, then there's what we'll call new construction companies, and those companies focus on brand new homes and doing all the plumbing or all the electrical and HVAC in that house. And then there's the commercial side of both of those things as well. So there's commercial service where you're going to larger, you know, businesses and whatnot, right, and making their repairs and or commercial installation. So many different paths. The one thing that I would say that I think kind of helps to provide direction for someone who is interested in getting into the trades, one thing that I believe differentiates the person and what makes a better person for one versus the other, if you enjoy conversation, you enjoy talking to people on a daily basis and you're good with communication, I think service is your best bet, and probably residential service, which is what we do.
Okay.
That just requires a lot more communication with the customer, finding out what's wrong, finding out what's important to them. If you're just more the type that you are good with your hands, you do like to be mechanical, but you don't really like talking to people so much, and there's plenty of those people out there.
Sure there are.
it sounds weird, but I mean, plenty of people would you know, self diagnose themselves with that situation.
Oh yeah.
But, if you're in that boat and you really don't prefer to talk to people a lot or have to find out a lot about people's problems, I would say the installation side is probably a better direction.
Okay.
And unions tend to focus more on the installation side of things.
Okay.
And really more so the commercial side of things, whereas there's not a lot of union involvement in the residential side of the business.
Okay.
And especially the residential service side of the business. So depending on which one a person feels like they better align with, that's the direction I would head. So, for example, if you're interested in residential service, it would be a great idea to go and apply with residential service companies, bring a resume. And I think, you know, personal opinion, your best bet is to try to get an in-person interview and really show your personality to the person you're interviewing with. That's an important piece.
So what are you looking for? If somebody's they're getting out of high school and they think this is the path they want to go down, so they call, they make an appointment, they finally get an interview with you. How much, you know, they're coming from high school. So what are you looking for besides the personality, which makes a lot of sense, because I can only imagine how many times you've gone to someone's home. It's probably like being an auto mechanic, and they're trying to tell you what's wrong, but, you know, we don't know the technical terms. We just know it's making this sound. It's weird. and you have to kind of be psychologist and detective to figure it out. So what is this person going to do to impress you to make you say, yeah, I'm going to make this investment in you and bring you on and train you and all of this?
Okay, fantastic question. So if you do not feel you are mechanically inclined, not naturally mechanical, I would advise that you stay away from the trades. It's not going to be for you.
Right.
You'll never make it. And so there are some people out there who are naturally mechanical, and those people do great in the trades. I have also hired and tried to train people who are not naturally mechanical in the past, and I've learned how painful that can be. You know,
for both of you, for you and just, for that person, I'm sure.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you're not the type of person who enjoys, you know, being mechanical, taking things apart, putting them back together, understanding how things work, this probably isn't the industry for you. So that's one that's really important. And then for me, and I would believe it's probably most contractors. We look for people with a really strong work ethic, which, you know, I don't want to be overly stereotypical, but that seems to be something that's kind of floating away or disappearing over these last several years as the generations change and you're seeing a different generation in the workforce. Work ethic seems to has changed quite a bit over the years. And so that's something that we really focus on, because that makes a big difference in our performance, is having someone who's committed to getting the job done.
Yeah, because this is not something you can't leave a job halfway through.
somebody
doesn't want to see a hole in their bathroom floor, they want to see the toilet there. And they want it
exactly
to work when they're done.
Yeah, and at times we're dealing with emergency scenarios. We've got people without heat, without air, with water, you know, shooting all over in their house. And, if you're dealing with a person who is like, well, yeah, but it's getting late and I'm tired, let me just come back and do it tomorrow. It's like, well, that doesn't really work. You know, we need to take care of these people. So, I mean, someone who's committed to getting the job done and takes pride in getting the job done, I think that's a very important piece too. But it really is, I think, three things for residential service. It's really good personality. And then I guess for all of them, it's strong work ethic and being mechanically inclined. If you're those three things, and especially a person who didn't really like school, the trades are probably going to be awesome for you.
Right, and you know, by the time you graduate from high school, you know if you're mechanically inclined or not. You know if you took your lawnmower apart in your garage and put it back together. If you took classes in school and those were the classes that you loved and just were naturally adept at. You know by the time you're 18 if you're good at that stuff or not.
I would think so, yeah.
So how do we, going back to what you said at the beginning, Justin, and what I mentioned too, that there's that old school mentality that, oh, the trades are somehow less. Now you can bring up the money part, and that's you know, unfortunately for a lot of us, that's how things are measured. Well, listen, I make this much money, so it must be great. But money can only go so far. So what's another way to try to change the opinion so that for these young people who are saying, this is the right path for me, that it changes the overall outlook on what the trades are?
You know, I struggle with that question just because I myself am not totally clear why this generation, you know, I would just say it seems to be roughly around the age of 35 and younger. This group of people just doesn't seem to be interested overall in getting into the trades, and I'm not clear why that is. And if I could understand where the disconnect's at, or why the interest may not be there, It'd be much easier for me to better speak to that. But I've asked myself why kids aren't, you know, or the younger generations aren't interested in the trades, and I'm a bit confused.
Yeah, it really doesn't make much sense, other than the society puts such a premium on, I don't even know if status is the right thing, but status and money, and, you know, there's a kind of a classist feel, I think, when some people look at people in the trades, which is ridiculous because, as I mentioned, we all call people in the trades. We rely on those people all the time. So if we, now you guys at Perfect Home Services, again, you do heating, cooling, plumbing, you do all of them. Is there, and that we know there is a shortage of trained tradespeople out there, is there one trade that is more lacking than others, or do we need carpenters and HVAC people and plumbers all the same?
It's the shortage is nationwide. I mean, it's, I know contractors all over the country. I network and talk with them on a regular basis. I don't know anyone at any part of the country in any trade, electrical, plumbing, HVAC, who wouldn't say, if you ask them honestly what their biggest struggle is, every single one of them would say finding good people.
Now, we've been focusing on talking about high school graduates, but if somebody's a little older, if they're getting out of college and all of a sudden they've got all this debt and they're seeing, I can't get a job in this field, you can come into the trades at 23, 24, can't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can start, really. I mean, you know, the one thing about the trades is they are physical, so yep. it does require you to use your body, and so, I mean, if physically you have somewhat major limitations, then the trades may not be a good option for you. But as long as you're physically in good condition and you think you can work another 10 years or so physically, then I would say the trades are a great opportunity for you, regardless of what age you are.
Now, Justin, before I let you go, somebody texted in. They were wondering, if you want to go into a trade, would it be worth your while to get like a certificate at a community college or trade school in the trade that you want to go into before you come to somebody like you at Perfect Home Service and say, hey, I want to get into this?
I have mixed feelings about that. Great question.
Why the mixed feelings?
The reality is, again, you walk away with debt or you have to pay quite a bit of money to get the education, when you can get all that for free by going to work for a company. Now, I will say it's slightly more attractive to have someone who has been through school.
Okay.
Our experience thus far is 95% of the people coming to us with the certificate know very little. I don't know what they're being taught in school, but it's not much.
So you can save your money, and if you save your money, get hired, and you're being paid to learn. That seems to make a little more sense to me.
show up with a really good personality, right. A really good work ethic, and mechanically inclined, and in a little bit of time, you can be making $80,000 a year, and
not bad.
And there are plenty of people making, you know, six figures in our trade. So,
see, my producer just threw his headphones up and he left. I think he's going to be calling you, Justin. So he's on his way.
Oh, I think he's calling now.
Could be. Justin Carroll is the owner of Perfect Home Services. You can go to perfecthomeservices.com. Justin, thanks for the time this afternoon. Great conversation. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Take care. Justin Carroll again, perfecthomeservices.com. Let's do this. Then there's more. It's WGN.